Okay, this is the mastermind for November 15th. It's great to be here with all of you. And Jamie, Catherine, we'll see what you got going on. I want to talk just a wee bit about the energy. I know that both of you were not here on our Monday's call, or maybe Jamie was. I'm not sure. Anyway. We are about to experience a big shift in the energy starting, in the next couple of days, because of where Mars and the Sun are finally moving away from the eclipse pattern. And that is welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm very glad about that. And that's going to, fire us all up in different ways. Jamie, that's gonna get your career, your business, and you personally, moving and feeling more like things are coming together. And, Catherine, I'm just speaking to who just happens to be here at the moment. Catherine, for you, that's actually gonna, fire stuff up around. I think we talked about this a bit yesterday, but that's gonna fire stuff up around home for you. And that's a good thing. You're working around a lot of stuff around home. So we'll all start to feel some productivity kick in and some things really start to come together that have been taking too much, feeling like they've been taking too much, time to actually come together. So, and then the other part about the energy that's important is that if you haven't already tuned in around the new moon stuff and the new moon meditation, I'd encourage you to do that. And I created that particular meditation for the new moon in a way that it could be used any time for connecting with your higher self and connecting with your path and where you're going. So keep that in your arsenal for just really being plugged in and tuned in with your higher self and with yourself, because that's an important thing to remember, that we have so much more assistance than maybe we remember a lot of the time. And we have a lot more information or knowledge or wisdom available to us than maybe we are aware of with our little selves. So having said that, I want to just, I've got the both of you here. I just want to tune in with you and see what's going on for you and how I could support you this evening. So, Catherine, Jamie, you just want to, anyone want to unmute and have a conversation about anything?
Yeah, it's me, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. And hi, Jamie. I'm just checking in, wanted to be here tonight. I'm just working through a lot of challenges, but making slow progress. Looking forward to the energies changing so that I can harness that opportunity to make some things happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're making great shifts. I hope you got some good sleep last night. And
I did. I'm gonna lie down now because I'm still in pain, but it's better.
good. Yeah.
Yeah, so
Okay. And
good doing.
you're in a place of, your body's showing you where you're, if you potentially are overdoing or not. And the more you can work on things energetically, and they can, and it doesn't have to be physically, and they can happen as well. So, keep working with what we worked with yesterday. Really good work. And yeah, the energies are shifting. And for all of us, it's interesting in one way or another. I think with all my, everyone that I've talked to personally over the last week or so, in one way or another, just our own personal boundaries and energetic boundaries are up at some level, very different for each and every one of us, but it's a theme. How are we using our energy? How are we taking care of our nervous systems? Where are we too much of an empath? Where are we allowing ourselves to be drained? Where are we letting things affect us? And are we spending enough time really tapped in and turned on? And that's a choice, to do that. So, yeah. So lay down, feel better.
Yeah, I'm just going to turn my mic off and I'm going to lie down and I'll be right
All right.
with everybody.
Glad you're here. All right, Jamie or hello, Karen, either one of you want to hop on? Jamie, you're probably in listening in mode. And Karen, is there anything you want to hop on with?
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you, Jamie. Yep.
Okay. I was trying to figure out because my phone's hanging on my on this rental car. So I was like, I don't know how this will work. So I just passed Gettysburg. Woo!
Woo! You're on your drive. Like, yeah.
Still got like 4 hours to go. There's terrible traffic. And so what you're saying about boundaries makes sense. Like we've had massive computer problems this week. And, you know, just so much stuff to do. And then today, my boss was like, you haven't given me who's doing what. Like, you didn't sit me down. And I was like, sir, I have things for you. And I said, but I have to drive to Syracuse, New York tonight. I was like, I will come in on Tuesday when I'm not getting paid. And I was like, I'll sit with you for like an hour or two and explain it all. But I was like, and he's like, well, just put your whole hard drive on and we can get in there. And I was like, sir, I'm not putting my hard drive on the cloud for everybody to get in there because it's my business, not yours.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so he was like, oh, I guess I understand that. And I was like, I better. But so I'm on my way to New York and I just left. I didn't give them the rundown of what's going on. And I just told them, you know, I'll do this on Tuesday. Like, give me these 4 days. Let me have a day to relax. And then I'll come in and I'll explain everything on Tuesday. So the boundaries, I think, helped there. And I think he was kind of surprised that I wasn't, you know, just cowing to him. But I felt good. And, you know, I had everybody like crying and being like, don't leave. And then other people are like, yes, she's gone. So it was pretty fun.
Well, I think you're going to be missed more than anybody being glad you're gone. And those who, you know, like, are you obligated to walk your boss through things that he's wanting you to?
I'm not obligated, but I mean, they're already going to fail epically. I might as well give them as much as they can to try to save themselves so that if I do get a job there, I don't have to like,
yeah,
fix everything.
Okay. That makes
and,
sense.
And I've got a really good product. Like I just started typing. Like I've already got like 5 pages of things that I don't think that they knew I was doing. But I just started typing. And I'm already like 5 pages. It's probably gonna be like closer to 20, but it's a really good product. And once they figure out how the computer file drops will work, I'll just be able to drop files into a folder that'll align with what my, you know, so it's like a point and click, like you see everything and then you just can click in the file. So it's actually a pretty good system. I'm quite proud of it.
Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I know for you, you have integrity and you care about how you leave things.
Yeah. And so, but I still don't know, like, I still don't know when those jobs are opening at that work, but everybody, like some of the people are like, we'd really like to hire you. Other people are like, eh. So we'll see what happens there. I've not put any time or effort into my resume or reaching out to anybody because I've just been so overwhelmed with all of this other stuff. But Crystal did pay me for doing the reading clinic again this month. So that's exciting. We're going to start doing the reading labs on the weekends for everybody. And so we haven't talked payment for that. And then in December, she's going to put me on her schedule to do readings. So I have that going on.
That's
and then
great.
I'm not really planning to work anything on my business and stuff until after Thanksgiving because then my parents will be gone and, you know, I'll have all of this stuff to the left of me and I'll be able to step forward and see what comes through at that time.
That's great. Yeah, you know, you're doing great. I hope you can see that you can and really trust the timing of things because things are lining up for you and you're going to start to see things really kick in. You've done such a great job at, if you all listening in have been tracking with Jamie, you have done such a good job at being very clear about what you're willing to take as far as a position and not settling for, you know, being reasonable, but not settling for something you really, either don't want to do or a pay level that is way below you. So when you give the universe, that information, not just through intention, but actually by action, like you have been, it's not like you're intending one thing and then acting a different way, you're congruent, then you're aligning with what it is that you want. So, and it's just being willing to trust the timing.
Awesome. That's it. That's all that I've got going on.
Okay. Well, you have a lot going on because you're going out to take command right now. So
yes.
Celebrating you for that, my dear. I mean, you've got, so just.
I still have to write my speech too. I haven't sat down and focused on my speech, but that'll probably come in the next couple of nights, because the schedule, they made this schedule where nothing goes on after 5. And I'm like, if we're stuck here, why don't we do like thing, but whatever. So if we're done at 5, then I have plenty of time to write, do stuff.
Great. So just trust that. Sometimes it's, I don't know, for me, sometimes there's things like that, that I'm grateful to be able to just do it like then in the moment when I'm fresh in the energy, you know?
Yeah. Yep. So awesome. Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself. Okay. Get some sleep.
Yes.
Okay. Karen, do you want to hop on?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can. Yeah.
Oh, good. So I think I popped on. I'm just going to say what's happening. I'm hoping to wrap things up at my old house this weekend. It's my goal. I mean, I don't have to, but I want to, and my landlord would like it, and he said he would compensate me.
Okay, that's
doing
great.
It early.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for it.
Good.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm like, got to get some energy flowing for that. And just really, I think the stuff that's left is the stuff that I don't really need. You know what I mean? Like, it's so I'm hoping to just be able to quickly decide, donate, throw away. And if I absolutely want to keep it, I want to be able to be very super clear on that. So that's really what I'm working on.
Well, and sometimes when you're down to the end and you've got a timeline, it just makes it even easier to make those decisions, you know?
Yeah. And I don't really have, I have, the space I have is all pretty much living space in my new place. I don't have a lot of storage, which is great, because then I don't have to take crap with me that I don't. You know what I mean? Like, it's so, and I am getting a little storage shed that's going to be for a lawnmower and little things that I do kind of want to do in storage, but it's going to be just it's going to be an 8x12 storage shed that I'm getting. So that's what's going on. And my roommate's planning on being out by Sunday, and
great.
That's good. Glad to be done with that. And I'm not there anymore. So any kind of,
I got a couple things,
whatever, like encouragement I need.
As I've been mentioned before, when I first started this call, that we've got Mars and the Sun moving away from the eclipse pattern in your first house for you, moving into your second house. Mars owns your second house of money. The Sun is your 11th house of wealth as well, and communities and larger financial gains. That's all moving into your second house, moving into Scorpio. That's a better financial time for you. It's also, you're not running the cycle of Mars, which is fine, but Mars has just been in your first house challenging you and bringing up volatility, and that came up through the roommate, that's all subsiding. And I just want to say that you did really good through that. And I know that it wasn't the easiest thing for you to hold your boundaries and to not caretake and do those things, but you did good. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just appreciate yourself for that. And that now that you're on the other side, I love the fact that you're not in a position where you're going to be living with other people, like roommate type people,
Yeah.
Fine, living with a partner, but not, It's just.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I just have to say, this is so interesting how my order of things flip-flopped. And I don't know, I just want to bring it up again because it just is interesting. Like, I was going to wait for like at least another 12 months to look for a house. And then I was going to go to Israel in February, and those things got like one's canceled and one got pushed forward. And so I just felt though that I did a lot of groundwork so that I could, that it was possible for me to do what I did. So there we go.
Absolutely. And and you bought this house during, a kind of topsy-turvy time, but it's all worked out. And as I said, when you went into this, when we are taking opportunities that come during these sort of topsy-turvy eclipse times, we've got to be willing to let go of timelines and expectations and go in with a kind of a looser grip. I know my daughter is going through a change in her business during this time and actually transferring ownership of her business. And it all came about in a way that she didn't expect it to. And the beautiful thing with that was, and timeline, I just said, you got to let go of the timeline on this. You're doing this during the
Yeah.
eclipse pattern. And so she also did. And, it's been a little bit of a ride, but it's all working out just like you. It's been a little bit of a ride, but it's
Yeah.
all working out,
Yeah. Yeah.
So we
Yeah.
get opportunities during these times too. They're not, it's
Yeah.
not all challenges by any means, but where it becomes a challenge is when we're trying to make it something before it is, we're trying to hang on. Just, we have to be really detached,
Yeah.
during the
Yeah.
opportunities. So I know this has been a big push of energy for you as well. And your planet is in your 12th house right now, and it's debilitated there. That's Venus. So on the 30th, Venus is going to come into your first house. So I would also say, as you're going to do this push, you're going to get out of there. And then, as packing is one thing, we have a timeline. Moving in is another thing. We have, we've got a little bit more time to get settled in somewhere,
Yeah.
but re
Yeah.
really do some practice, some real replenishment and self-care. And then
Yeah.
come December, you're going to feel more like yourself and more empowered. The
Yeah.
eclipse pattern will have moved, and well, it's going to move on to a bunch of planets for you, but that's another conversation. But
Yeah, that's another conversation.
it's going to move off of a bunch of planets and off of your first and seventh house, which is good. Which is really good.
Yeah.
And then also,
Yeah.
we'll just so you know, starting in December, beginning of December, it really does open up your opportunities for the relationship that you've been wanting, because Jupiter will be left in your seventh house on its own without the eclipse pattern. So that's for everyone. Wherever Aries is in your chart, Jupiter is going to be there finally being able to shine its grace without having Rahu, the magician, there. And Jupiter's the teacher, the sage, and the visionary. And for all of us, that's really going to bring in a lot of grace, not only to Aries, but also to whatever, all the fire signs, whatever Leo is, whatever Sagittarius is, because it shines its graceful aspect there, and it'll shine its grace right onto Libra as well. So then it's going to be able to very cleanly and clearly shine its grace onto you personally, Karen. So that's lovely, and that'll be going on through May of 2024.
Okay, good.
So we'll get a little bit of a breather here before we hit the next eclipse pattern in, I don't know, I think it's May or June or somewhere in there, April maybe, I don't know. Anyway, and I will be bringing you, we'll do the update for the year and all that stuff. That'll all be coming up.
All right, thanks. I'm really looking forward to my breaks. I have a lot of that coming up, so I'm looking forward to that
Awesome.
for my replenishment. So
Awesome. And I would say
all
for
right.
everyone, it's been a time. I mean, it really caught up with me this last week too. And I had some people rearrange themselves on my schedule this week, more than usual. And I did a really good job of taking the breaks instead of filling them in, because I needed some replenishment myself. And the sun was out and just got outside more, and I feel much better. So I think all of our nervous systems are a bit taxed from the time we've been through. And I would just say for everyone, recalibrate, get your to the best of your ability, get some replenishment in, and And then we've got the, you know, we fill our tanks up and then we're able to, you know, step into what's next. So I had mentioned also too, and Karen, I don't know if you had the opportunity to, but do the new moon meditation. It's also a meditation that could be used anytime. It doesn't have to be on the new moon. So that's a lovely practice just to stay in contact with your higher self and your path. And is anybody
actually can you do me a favor with that? I was looking, I saw the email that had those two things on it, but can you resend it to me?
Or I can, I've got one I can forward over to you. Absolutely.
That would be great. Thank you.
It's, we're going to get it, start putting these things on the member side. I just need to take the time and get my assistant the actual directions to where I want it to go so that you don't have to just rely on an email for it.
Okay.
So we'll get that together as well. Okay, my dears, does anyone have anything else? I know we have a small group this evening, but again, we had a call on Monday too. I might actually switch this up on the, it's only every other month that we have a new moon call, and I may kind of switch it up so that we don't have two calls in 1 week. But I also would say that check the member site, because I did just do the schedule, I think through February for the full moon healing circles, for the all the calls. And then we didn't do the new moon. We'll get those on there too, but they're on the odd number months on the new moon, or like, you know, if it's on a weekend, I'll do it, the, you know, real close to the new moon. So just a FYI about that. Just want to give you all the support that you need. Okay, my dears, if no one has anything else, I think it's late. These time change is still catching up with all of us. And I think we'll call it a wrap. Everybody good? Okay. Okay. Thank you, Catherine. Okay. All right. Get some rest. Take care of yourselves. Thanks for being here. And Jamie, with you this weekend, knowing you got a big weekend ahead of you, celebrating you. Okay, my dears. I'll talk to you real soon. Okay. Bye-bye.